Well, we have to say congratulations to our girl, Steve. Check this out. Our girl, Fantasia, had a baby.
Go ahead, Tasia.
She's a new mom.
Tasia?
Yes. She and her husband, Kendall Taylor, welcomed their first child together. It's baby girl, Keziah London Taylor. All right, this is the third child for Fantasia. She has a 19-year-old daughter named Zion and an 8-year-old son named Dallas from previous relationships. Taylor also has another child from a previous relationship. So all we can say is congratulations. And did you see the picture of Fantasia with the elephant?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Let me look over my girl. Let me see what
Yeah,
she's
you gotta
doing.
See it on Instagram. Yeah.
Ain't nobody told me nothing. Let me see.
You know that's your girl, Tommy.
I love me.
She did the nursery, you know, for the baby and elephant theme and all of that. So
it was really pretty. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Fantasia. Well, Steve, you'll be interested in this. Quincy Jones has worked with almost every big name in music, but he refused to work with Elvis Presley. He shared the story with The Hollywood Reporter, saying, "I was writing for band leader Tommy Dorsey back in the 50s, and Elvis came in, and Tommy said, 'I don't want to play with him.' Quincy said he was a racist MF. I'm going to shut up now."
Okay.
So Tommy Dorsey, when Elvis came in, said, "I don't want to play with him because Quincy said he was a racist MF, mother F." That's what he said. "I'm going to shut up now." The Hollywood.
Shirley, we know what all these initials mean. See, you don't cuss regularly, so you think you got to explain. We know what MF is.
You know. Okay.
So you ain't got to say mother F. We know what that is.
Okay. What you thought we think, Shirley? You thought we thought malfunction? What you thought we thought? We know exactly
Malfeasus.
What it is.
You know, she thought it was a legal term.
The Hollywood Reporter series is called Icon, and in the article, Quincy opened up about his candid takes on Hollywood racism, and he reflects on his career. Quincy Jones is 88 years old. He's won 28 Grammys. 28.
You know, a lot of people talking about Quincy. Quincy got 88. He ain't got fixed. Nothing he say. Let it go.
Yeah, he's saying whatever he wants to say.
What's that little song on the movie Frozen.
Let it go.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Frozen. The name of the movie is not Frosty. It's Frozen. That's A.
And B is not Frosty the Snowman. That's
right.
B.
And the song is Let It Go.
I just learned all this the other day on Family Feud.
Yeah.
Because there's a little girl on the show named Anna. Well, I call her Anna, but it wasn't Anna.
Anna,
it was
Anna and Elsa.
Anna. Then she said Anna like in Frozen. Mm-hmm. Well, what the hell is that? I don't even know what that is. She said, "You don't know where Frozen is?"
You idiot.
I said.
That's what she wanted to say.
No. But I said, "But what is the little girl's name that's on the billboard?" She said, "On what billboard?" Because I kept getting it mixed up with Frosty and, you know, Wendy's.
Oh, my God.
Wendy's has Frosties.
I know she was looking at you crazy.
Boy, that little girl thought she was just looking at me. Her mouth was open. She was just shaking her head. Like,
yeah, how could you not?
Mr. Harvey.
Let it go, like in the movie.
Yeah,
so
like in the movie Frosty.
Nah, I'm ripping off information now.
If you don't know,
let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let's get to the headline, Steve.
Here she come, whoa, Miss Anne. Come on, Miss Anne.
Oh, thank you very much for that introduction. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, today marks the one-year anniversary of the horrific murder of George Floyd, and members of the Floyd family have been meeting in Minneapolis, and they were met there by racial justice activists over the weekend, actually, celebrating and remembering the life of the 46-year-old father, a white, now ex-police officer, we know his name, Derek Chauvin, murdered Mr. Floyd by pressing his knee into Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes. There was a panel discussion yesterday, which included the families of other African-Americans killed by white cops. And at a rally, the Reverend Al Sharpton reminded the crowd that the fight's not over.
Convicting Chauvin is not enough. We need federal legislation.
And that legislation is called the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which would ban chokeholds, among other things, and make it easier to prosecute homicidal cops. Derek Chauvin was convicted of both murder and manslaughter. He's going to be sentenced next month. George Floyd's brother, Terrence Floyd, says that his brother's murder did force people to see and to believe.
The world woke up. Finally, their eyes are open to what we already knew.
That's right, and always said. Oh, by the way, members of the Floyd family also scheduled to meet with President Biden later on today at the White House. Several states now either prohibit or limit the use of chokeholds and neck restraints by police, and more individual cities are taking steps to rein in bad cops and make them accountable for their actions. Meanwhile, the mostly right-leaning U.S. Supreme Court refusing to consider a case examining liability for police shootings in suburban Cleveland. In one case in 2017, a white officer named Michael Rhodes shot and killed an African-American man named Luke Stewart by shooting him in the chest and neck at close range. Stewart's family filed a federal civil rights lawsuit. The Israeli Hamas ceasefire is still holding. Cross your fingers, folks. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to the Middle East. He's probably there now. He's probably just arrived, where he's expected with Egypt's assistance to gain the cooperation of other countries in the region, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, and the Palestinian Authority. That's Hamas's main rival in the Gaza Strip. He's going to be apparently speaking to them. He says he's not going to have anything to say to Hamas. Finally, a suburban Atlanta restaurant that I told you about yesterday issuing an apology to NBA Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins, who was turned away Sunday by the staff there claiming there were no tables. And then when he said, but there are, he said, oh, well, you're not dressed properly. Yeah.
I ain't sending for no applause. I'm trying to tell you a story.
Yeah, somebody's telling a story. Not dressed properly. Right. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.